This episode of Speakers of Phaidalin is made possible by our generous patrons, like Chris, Glynway, Metelligo Phaleon, Rita Hartnell, Ariel, CeeLo Redwin, Courtney, Dimos, Sprocket, Christoph Haas, Sentra, Casey Schaefer, Bobby Forbridge, and Omega Cat Comet. Support the show and become a patron today at patreon.com/speakersxiv.
This is Speakers of Phaidalin.
Hello, Eorzeans. Welcome to Speakers of Phaidalin, episode 72. A very special episode because two days ago, Speakers of Phaidalin turned 3 years old. And what better way to celebrate 3 years of Speakers of Phaidalin than bringing back one of our most iconic hosts ever, Orange Caramel! Surprise!
Woo!
Yay!
Oh, boys and girls.
This is weird because originally Yas was supposed to be here too, but sadly he's sick, so he couldn't make it. So we're like classic.
You don't want to see me.
Classic golden era Speakers of Phaidalin right now. Yeah, welcome. This episode is mostly going to be just us talking about Speakers of Phaidalin and our journey from a tiny, tiny nothing to what we are today. Just for our audio listeners, this episode went live on December 9th. Also want to make sure that you know that you can send us a letter now. We have a new system called Mogmail, where you can now send us a letter and we will read it out loud on air. Make sure to go check that out. That's at speakersxiv.com/mogmail. Usually we wouldn't read mail that comes in right now. The cutoff point is at Friday, and it's on Fridays. Just for today, we will read whatever we get in during the episode.
Yay. Thank you, Phil Ragnarok.
Yeah, thank you for subscribing. We also changed the audio cue for that. It's not as intrusive as it used to be. Okay, welcome back, Orange. It's been
Hello.
A while.
It's been a while.
You left in your last episode was episode 51. That is 21 episodes ago.
Oh, wow.
That's 21 weeks ago, ladies and gentlemen. So today we're going to talk about, let's just start with the show. Normally we would ask what we were doing in 14 this week. I'm not going to ask Orange that question, but before that, just quick channel updates for those of you that tune in for that. No one tunes in just for that. Remnants of a Realm will be out on Tuesday. There's a slight delay there again. And then there will be one more episode of Remnants of a Realm before we enter the hiatus. I guess the whole channel goes into hiatus for Christmas. Then it will be back again in the new year. In the post show, we'll do comments of the week. We'll also discuss the stuff that's happening to Patreon now. That's something. So make sure you stay for that as well. Has anyone done anything? Like, Mela, have you done anything special? I know something you've done special today, Mela. Mm-hmm. You've finally unlocked Red Mage.
I have.
About fucking time. Yeah.
I mean, it's been a while, but it was cool.
Yeah.
Because all the dialogue in the quest is different, because I unlocked it after the main story quest rather than before, so that was a pretty nice touch.
Yeah, because he acknowledges that you've liberated Al Amigo, which I guess you wouldn't get that if you did it before you did.
I assume not. And he also mentions that he taught Alize red magic.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of bridges a bit of a gap. So yeah, I did that. I did a trial roulette. You know which one I got.
I just want to point out, Brave Miles says in chat, I wasn't even watching the live stream 21 weeks ago. I have been very confused who the hell this Orange person is. We talked about this before we went on air, because we talk about Orange all the time. So new viewers are like, who is this Orange guy? Here he is. So let's talk about the channel. when you can also read, I've written a version. If you do exclamation anniversary, I think you'll get a link to that. It's on our website. So where do we even begin with this? So for those of you, I'm curious, do we have anyone watching right now that has watched this show like way back? Like, who's, can we find the oldest viewer? Can we, is there anyone here that watched when this show consisted of me and, let's say, Lonigan? Does anyone remember Lonigan? That would be so interesting to see if we've actually retained any of the...
I was one of them.
Yeah, you were, technically, yeah.
Yeah, before I joined the podcast, I used to be a
true
viewer.
I was looking through some archive footage, and during a whole episode, your name was in the latest followers thing. So you were there then. Yeah. How do you pronounce Crimson Duelist's name, Mela? How do you pronounce
it? If I can remember rightly, it's X-Rune. Was that what it was? Was it Rune?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, because I couldn't... It was like X-Rune. X-Rune. So I said X-Rune.
My first episode, I saw, was the one just after Orange left. Yeah.
Aww.
Well, you got the good stuff in.
Yeah. Everyone's like, who? Who's Lonigan? Yeah, no one knows who Lonigan is. Poor. Lonigan left, like, at the brink of when our podcast started to go, like, some people started to know more about our podcast. So let me just explain it then real quick, because Speakers of Eidolon was... it all sort of, I remember, it's very vivid when we came up with the idea. It was me and someone called Vero. She's a friend of mine, and we were doing Circus Tower. I can't remember if it was, it must have been while it was relevant, because otherwise why would we do it? I think we did it for the weekly loot. And a podcast that I was listening to was ending. And I said, this is sad, this podcast is ending, and I don't know who else to listen to. I mean, there were others. I was listening to several podcasts at the time. So I said to Vero, like, how about we just make one ourselves? Because Vero, she's worked in radio before. And so I said, yeah, you can join, it's fine, we'll just do it. We'll do it for the free company. We'll make it a free company podcast, which is... That is absurd, right? That's an absurd idea. Why would you make a podcast just for your free company? Especially at the time, because we were like 12 people. We're like 12 people in the podcast. Two of them were us. And then we went on air on December the 7th, 6th. And it was audio only with like a really cheap like screenshot. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Vili Ragnarok. Thank you. And we were... it was just that picture. And it was really awkward because we went on air with like the shortest show notes ever. I kind of wanted to show you the show notes, but they were actually written in Norwegian. there were three bullet points. And at the bottom, it said improvise. And it went pretty terribly. You know what? I said so. We should actually listen to it. Let's listen to like the first part of that really cringy first episode.
This is gonna be good.
This is not gonna be good. If you're expecting goodness, you're in for a sad...
But the podcast wasn't in Norwegian, right?
No. The podcast was English. Yeah, yeah.
So. It's going to be exactly the same intro as it is now.
Actually, no. The intro was... hold on.
I mean, your intro, though, it's going to be... Good evening, Eorzeans!
Well, you might be in for a surprise, because I don't think I said good evening, Eorzeans, until episode 2. But a funny thing happened, because, and you'll, if you're a long-time watcher and listener, this should come as no surprise. The microphone was muted when we started. So the original, originally there's like a panic moment where I first start talking. Now the one I'm listening to now has been edited, so the gap is missing. But I comment on it because I start my opening monologue, then I realize I'm talking to no one because it's first of all there was no one watching at the time, but also the mic was muted. So you can hear me like getting really panicky. Okay, here we go. If I can find it. Oh. Okay, we used to play music before, of course. Oh yeah, just so you see what it looked like. This is the screen I was talking about. Can you hear anything?
Yeah,
we can.
Okay. I need to turn it up a little for the audience. Here's the intro.
And you call this shit.
Good evening and welcome to Seekers of Highland. Sorry, Speakers of Highland. Wow. I opened this broadcast with my microphone muted.
Wow.
That's Vero. I said Seekers of Highland instead of Speakers of Highland. That's awesome. So I managed to not only mute my microphone, but I call the podcast Seekers of Highland, which is the name of the which is the name of the free company. That is where the name comes from, by the way, if anyone's been wondering. Our free company was called Seekers of Highland, which again is a why are we lagging so much? Is it because of the video?
It's okay for me.
Oh, it was lagging on my end. I think we are lagging a little. Whatever. And we were so our free company was called Seekers of Highland, and that again is a play on Seekers of Adolin from Final Fantasy XI. So we thought we're talking on the podcast, Speakers of Highland. There you go. There's that mystery solved. My Ellis looked fine.
Yeah, I'm not lacking at all, Lucille.
Yeah, that's also important to note. Yeah, because the logo was just the free company logo.
You sound more Norwegian there.
In the first episode.
Yeah,
I guess. Yes, I do. So I know why things are lagging. I'm still logged into the game. I've never done that before. I think that's a first for now.
You're sitting there AFK and you don't notice.
I'm so much AFK. Yeah, I don't notice. So yeah, we did that, and then after the second episode, which was exactly the same as that, which I will never release the full episodes of the first episodes we ever did because they are so cringe. It is impossible. I cannot show them. They are like, it's very clear that we started without knowing what we're doing. It's like we started an episode and we're like, okay, let's pretend we're in Limsa and we're doing this. And like, why are we doing that? What is that? Because we thought, you know, because we're audio only, we can do whatever. So after the second episode, I was like, we need a third person. Because although I love Vera very much, but Vera wasn't really into the intricate parts of the game. For Vero, it was more about glamour and like visual, like how she liked how she could dye her hair, stuff like that. So I asked a friend of mine, Lonigan, who's also Norwegian and a real life friend of mine, and I said, you can join the podcast if you'd like. And he was like, yeah, sure, whatever, fuck. Then the next year, which, I mean, that was the second episode, was like at the end of 2014. And then at the very beginning of 2015, we started the real Speakers of Highland, because that's when we went over to video. So that's when the video thing came out. And it was rushed so much, because if you look at the overlay for episode 3, you can see that it's basically just the Duty Finder window. I've just emptied the Duty Finder window and stretched it to fit our video frames. And there's like on the Duty Finder, there's like a cross to close the window. That one's still there, and it's just been stretched out. and it looks terrible. I guess I can show you that too. Although it pains me to do so. I don't want to show old stuff, because the old stuff from this podcast has not aged well. But one important thing that came with that episode was the intro that most of you kind of, well, I guess it's different from what you were it is different when I come to think of it, but I thought we'd just look at that quick too. This also incidentally shows the first ever error screen that we had, which was very basic, this one with the free company logo in the middle there.
Speed.
Oh, that lag. I think the lag is actually in the recording, by the way. Yeah, it is. I remember this episode. Wow. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, really.
Ooh.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen there. I wasn't confident enough there. So there we are. That's the those are the first original hosts of the show.
Vero is falling asleep.
Vero is falling asleep. There's a funny thing about Vero, because Vero was very laid back during the podcast. She was infamously known for being very laid back. And it wouldn't be like, it wasn't rare for her to just like eat or paint her nails or like do other stuff while the podcast was going on. So yeah, that was kind of a meme at the time. Episode 3 aired on January 10th, 2015. But again, I just wanted to point out, look at this. Look at this disgusting design.
It's great.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that until you said it.
It was because we were supposed to have that, like, audio only, as usual. But it was decided, like, just a few... I think it was just a couple of days before we went live. Like, let's just give video a go. Maybe we might, you know... it might look better, maybe, because we had like zero viewers for the first two episodes, and we were like expecting us to get like at least 10 viewers immediately. It was like, what the fuck? Thinking back on it now, it's like, what the fuck were you thinking?
Right, we don't even know if Mala is painting her his nails now.
Yeah, he's probably painting his nails. Probably painting his nails.
He has probably eaten everything.
I have a theory that Mala is actually naked in every episode. We just don't know. There's no way for us to know. So after that, the podcast went for... Because you're probably asking yourself, you're like, we're episode 72 and we're celebrating a three-year anniversary. Surely we should have more episodes. Well, that's because Vero left the podcast around episode... I think she left episode 13. I think that was her last episode. After that, it became sort of weird because Lonigan 2 was sort of fading away a bit from the game and everything. And then we were supposed to air episode 14, which we did. It was just about a month before Heavensward and the benchmark had come out. And we were talking about Heavensward. There was something, some sort of event going on that we were covering, and we tried the benchmark thing. But after that episode, Lonigan just couldn't join the podcast. And I was like, oh, well, I have no hosts now.
The one in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's the one in the kitchen. Yeah, exactly.
Lonigan was really sick.
Yes, it was a mess.
You begged him to do the podcast. You're a really bad guy.
Well, actually, to my defense, I didn't beg him to do it. He actually... This was something we had planned, and he just happened to be sick that day. And he was like, yeah, we'll do it anyways. But you can tell that he's sick. You can tell by his face. He's like, looks like he does not want to be there. So then there's like a period of nothing happening. Like there was nothing going on. And we had actually scheduled at that time, by the way, the podcast was bi-weekly. So it was every 2 weeks the episode would come out. And when the scheduled episode 15 date came up, there was nothing happening. And at that point, we had viewers watching. Like, we had people that showed up every week. And I just didn't know what to do. And I had an idea that I could do it alone. I could try to do it alone. I had an overlay made for, like, a one person, and I did, like, some test shoots. Didn't work. Because how this podcast is based on discussion. Like, I can't discuss with myself. That doesn't work. So it went into like a dark, just hiatus. I think the offline, like on Twitch, it's just said we're on a hiatus. We'll be back soon. I think it said we'll be back in August or something, but we never actually returned to that date.
But it kind of was in August when we streamed again.
That's when this channel changed a little bit. And that's also when the channel sort of started rebranding itself, because originally everything was called Speakers of Eidolon. Even our YouTube channel was called Speakers of Eidolon. Our YouTube channel was actually just used for archiving. I just archived our episodes there. I didn't promote them or anything. They were just there, so I have them saved because Twitch would delete them otherwise. And then I asked Orange, how did this happen? Do you remember how it happened, Orange? How we started?
Well, I think it was during the 4.0 launch.
3.0?
No, 3.0. Yeah. And I remember I was mining in, well, that doesn't matter. And we were talking about the podcast and how you wanted to revive it.
Yeah.
Do you want it to stream something? No, I think the first game, I think we got this wrong. The first game we streamed was Euro Truck Simulator.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. That's how I got the idea, because we were streaming. I think you were streaming, actually. Were you? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think I said I was going to stream. I stream for nobody, so that doesn't matter. And I told you that I was going to stream Euro Truck Simulator, and you just came to my channel and asked me about playing both of us.
Yes.
You randomly, I think the first time you streamed, I also streamed at the same time. So we both streamed.
Yes.
And we played Euro Truck Simulator and hoped to see each other in the map.
We were traveling to Norway, and every time Orange was going on the ferry from, I don't know where you were going from, probably Sweden or Germany or whatever. Denmark. Every time he entered a ferry, his game would crash. So
yeah. I had to start again from Sweden.
Yes, yes.
Something like that.
So that was a mess. Well, because that went so well. Well, it went well, except for the fact that he couldn't enter the ferry. I thought, okay, the podcast is on hiatus, so might as well stream on this channel. So I think we just decided to stream Cry of Fear, which was a horror game, co-op game, because I wanted to play a co-op game on our channel.
We actually beat it.
Yes, we played through the whole Cry of Fear co-op campaign, which Cry of Fear is like a horror co-op game where you, it's based on the, it's like Source Engine stuff. It's weird. But we got through that. So I had to rebrand everything because it didn't make sense to call it Speakers of Eidolon during that phase. So I changed everything to Speakers Network. I don't know why I chose to call it Network. I think it was just the first thing that came to mind. I was like, okay, Speakers Network, whatever. It's generic enough. It was just so I could defend the fact that we were playing Cry of Fear on a Final Fantasy XIV themed channel. Yeah. And then we played The Forest. And then we started a brand new show called Dead MMOs. Which kind of got we got some flack for that because we went to one specific game called Myth of Soma. And I urge you to Google Myth of Soma if you haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
We had never seen Myth of Soma before.
We complained too much.
Yeah. We had never seen Myth of Soma before, and we just went in and we had no idea what we were looking at. The game was horribly optimized. And yeah, we said that it was bad. And boy, did we hear it in the comments. So shortly after that, it sort of faded out a bit. And I thought, okay, I kind of want to bring the podcast back.
Yeah, we went full complaining and that.
Yeah.
That was like the players of the MMO we are playing.
Yeah.
But we actually played like four of them.
Yeah, right? We did.
They four were MMOs.
And there was one we didn't publish, I think.
Eldevin? No, well, I can't remember. And we had a really long list with a lot of them.
Yeah, we did. We were planning to do a lot more of those. But then I thought, kind of want to bring back the podcast. I asked you if you wanted to join the podcast.
Yeah.
And shortly after, I got in touch with Lonigan, who was also now sort of playing the game again, and he said he wanted to join too. And then it was Orange, me, and Lonigan for a while. And this was sort of when we started to get a little bit of a foothold in the 14 community. And then that's when I also started to think about making a video series on our YouTube channel that covered 1.0. That was in the very early, like when we had rebooted the podcast.
And by then, Myla was already watching us.
Myla started watching at that point, yes, because that's after the summer. This is during the fall autumn. And as I published that trailer in October, late October, we had, I think this is when Lonegan started to fade out again. Lonegan was difficult because Lonegan kind of wanted to be on the podcast, but he didn't have time. So it was difficult it made it very difficult to plan stuff because you never really knew if Lonegan was going to make it on the podcast. So we released Fallen Rise, and Fallen Rise kind of blew up, which exposed our podcast to a lot more people. I bet you most of you guys who are watching right now watch this podcast because of Fallen Rise. So hands up if you join the podcast through Fallen Rise, if you started watching because of that. I'm going to assume that there's going to be a lot of hands in the chat right now.
But you have to do it. You have to actually do it.
Yeah. We need that. It's for research. there we go. Here comes the hand. Yeah, here we go. There
Whoa.
We go.
Whoa.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, that's a lot of hands.
Yeah. And
oh my god.
That's
holy shit.
There comes YouTube as well. Hello.
Ooh. Oh
yeah.
God.
After that, we got that's when we really started to go. But that's also, sadly, when Lonegan had to leave. So that's why none of you know who Lonegan is. Because right after Fallen Rise was published, shortly after at least, Lonegan sort of, I don't think we ever officially declared that he had left the podcast. I think it was just like he faded away. And then we just eventually we just remade. Because one thing that was, I still see your hands, guys.
I started with the Lost Halloween episode.
Oh, really? That's a great one. We can talk about that later. What did I say?
Lonegan faded away.
Yeah, Lonegan faded away. And one thing that was an issue for us was that every time a host left, it fucked up the logo. Because at the time, our logo was based on the hosts. You had the circle with Speakers of Eidolon. It used to say Eorzean Community Podcast, and it had the hosts in the middle, our in-game characters in the middle. I thought at that point we've gone through four logos in 1.5 years, and that's too much. It takes too long to remake the fucking logo every time. So I said, okay, we have to 2.5 years. No, actually 2 years. So I thought, okay, we have to remake it. And this is the one we use today. And it can be used for a very long time. It's made to be recognizable, this one. There's actually some symbolism here. And that is the S-O-H is supposed to look like, do you see that they're chained? It's supposed to be like a chain because they're connected. It's supposed to represent the community. The community. And the blue around the circle is supposed to represent Heidelin. So it's the community gathered around Heidelin. Yeah, it's whatever. There's symbolism there. I made the Remnants of a Realm series. And wait, no. No, you joined before Remnants of a Realm, Mala. After Lonegan left. It didn't take long before you joined. Because Lonegan was gone. I think he officially left mid-January or something. And then no, wait, it can't be. Yeah, that's not. Oh well,
oh, what?
Orange.
Where am I?
Pick orange.
You need to put your cam back. Nice.
What?
It's just like the
I
old days.
How did this happen?
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
Well,
it's
now I look different, my face one.
Yeah, it's whatever, it's fine. After Lonegan left, although I say left, he hadn't actually left. He was just, we thought, okay, he's temporarily gone. We need someone to fill his spot. And at the time, we become friends with Mela. through the infamous Limsa roleplay that we had done, which is weird. Mm. That's how we met. And do you remember how this happened? I think you can tell it better, Mala. How did this happen? How did you get into this mess?
Let's start with when I met you. That was around the summertime beforehand. My free company was dying.
Mm-hmm.
So with a little black Lalafell called Mehron,
mm-hmm.
we went to Limsa Luminsa to try and see what was going on. You and Orange were doing the guard roleplay, and Mehron's like, oh, some people are doing guard roleplay. That's interesting. They're like, oh, let's check them out. It sounds really sad. Let's make fun of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sort of got into it.
Yeah.
And we all did that. That's when I started watching you guys doing the Euro Truck, the terrible games you played, the podcast. And then quite a while afterwards, when Lonergan left,
mm-hmm.
you just went, you're doing it this Saturday.
Yeah, that's how we did it.
And I was like, okay, all right, well, I'm fine.
We kind of just forced you in.
Yeah, I was never
asked. Yeah, we literally forced him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we did. I mean, you didn't really resist much, though. So thank God that before, like, when you saw the podcast for the first time, I'm interested. Did you think we were losers? Did you think, look at those losers? Because I mean, you started watching, and losers is a bad word. I mean, did you feel sorry for us? Because we barely had viewers at the time.
No, I quite enjoyed the podcast.
Okay, sure.
That's
right. I'm pretty.
I thought you were doing when before I actually met you, pretending to be guards. That I thought was quite sad, but
yeah, no, that was actually
the podcast was good. I enjoyed that.
The role play was pretty bad.
Oh my god! Don't even say that word anymore. I can't think about it. It was just really bad.
It's technically
really bad theme.
I can't believe we did it. We did that.
It was your idea.
It was my idea, but it went...
I will never think about it.
It went out of
hand. Wow, Orange trying to just watch
Yeah, he's
himself
trying to distance back. Himself from that.
I never said it.
As if I was forcing him.
I bet the conversation was Orange going, oh, this roleplay is Maelstrom guy.
People are asking if there's any footage of it. I don't think there is, but there are pictures, I think. If I have time to look it up, I'll see if I can find
it. I have pictures, but I don't want to rebind them.
We have screenshots of it. I can see if I can find it by the end of this episode. But then Mala enters as sort of a substitute for Lonergan. But as we all know, Lonergan never came back, and you sort of just became. I think that's when we changed it. The moment we changed the logo, because we still had the one with Lonergan on while you were on.
Yeah, for quite a while.
Yeah, because we were still expecting him to return. Mm-hmm. But then when I started realizing that he's not returning, I just remade it. And I think at that point, you were considered, like, permanent host.
Yeah.
And, yeah, here we are today, I guess.
I must say, it's a very... successful way of recruiting new members.
We've been how could I forget fucking Yas? We were it's like history start with Mala. No, it didn't. It's gonna get even weirder because we started talking amongst ourselves about having a fourth host, which we never said out loud on the podcast. We just talked about it between ourselves, like maybe we need a fourth host.
Maybe we were muted.
Yeah, maybe. We were joking. We were joking about it, like internally. We were talking about it, and out of nowhere—I kid you not—out of nowhere, just like a few days after we had the last discussion about a fourth host, an email comes into my inbox, and I'm like, "Oh!" And it's from Yas, and it's like, "Are you looking for a new host?" And I'm like, "Yes." that's how he joined. As Orange said, we've been very like fortunate with how we've been with the people we've got on this podcast.
It was quite the opposite of what we did to Mala.
Yes. we didn't have any screening process or anything, which is terrifying to think about today. We have a fourth host that's gonna come on the show soon, but that process has been fucking long. But with Yas, it was like, oh my god, someone wants to join our podcast. And yeah, of course. And we sort of just gave him, we gave him a moderator status first. So he ran as a moderator for a couple of weeks. And then just one day we were like, you want to join the podcast? You want to join an episode? I think it was just on the day. Like when we were, because we're professionals.
Everything was happening abruptly.
Yeah. And then there we were, four people. That's that. So, yeah, that's the story of Speakers of Eidolon. So far, at least. Oh, well, and then, of course, Orange left. Then we were, which was very sad. And then there's.
Well, I think about leaving a lot of times, and I told you.
Yeah, we knew.
When I was receiving a lot of negative comments.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Because that's an important part of our history.
Let's talk about the iTunes.
Because we're still scarred to this day because of that. During a period of time, Lonigan now. Orange had some strong opinions about 14. And you could argue some of them were probably a bit too extreme, I guess. I think you did it just to be extreme sometimes, you know, to be like...
Sometimes I was really meaning it.
Yeah, sometimes you meant it too. Yeah. But the thing you did wrong was that you mentioned World of Warcraft. That did not go down well with our listeners, and that is why our iTunes reviews are... They're still there, those reviews. One of them just says, two orange caramel, 2 stars. And then there's like some shit about you. I mean, that's not why you... I mean, I hope that's not why you left. Because people recovered after that. People loved you by the end.
It wasn't only about that. I hated the diadem when it came out.
That too.
I got a lot of hate.
That's classic. The diadem thing. Everyone hated the diadem, the original diadem. We had a stream where we revisited the old diadem before it shut down. I think it was the day before it shut down.
Yeah.
And then we tested the new diadem as soon as that came out. And just some backstory. Orange had been complaining about the diadem previously, and I had been complaining about the diadem, that it wasn't... there was no challenge there. There was nothing to do there. And so, on our literally on our first run, we got an emergency mission. And we get into that fight. And as you know, if you fuck up once, you're out.
And it was day one.
And I understand what you felt, but... you had all these people watching that were like, okay, Orange, you better fucking watch your words right now. And Orange said, this is shit. Why didn't they tell us what to do? And I was like, excuse me?
That's going to enrage. Why don't they tell us what to do? It's like wasting an opportunity to do that.
Let's not bring that back up. We've already discussed this. So that was the Orange Gate, as I like to call it. During that period, we got a lot of heat from that. What else? Has anything else happened during this timeline? You left. So there was Smile and I. That's kind of why we're looking for a fourth host, by the way, just for clarification, because Orange was already contemplating leaving at the time. Mm-hmm. And we were like, okay, we might need a fourth host, so at least when you leave, we have three people. Because if you're leaving, then two people will not be enough. Chocolate milk, everyone. That old meme is back. Yeah.
God, where's the dog?
All we need now is the dog.
I want to say about our past, and is that we never completed any of our 12 of our 24-hour stream.
It's funny. Yeah. We talked about that the other day.
I have thought about this a lot of times, like, but why don't you guys, the three of you, do one again and try to achieve that?
That's the next Patreon goal, Orange. So if we can make it to that,
it's both a Patreon goal, but we also say we're going to do something special when we reach 1234 followers on Twitch.
Oh. That makes sense.
Yeah, we could try that then. Yeah, we've never actually completed a 12-hour stream. Like, the one time you almost died on stream, Orange. So.
Yeah, that was actually true. Yeah. That was the first time that happened to me. Like, I was feeling a pain on my chest, and that was the first time I was feeling it. I was very scared, and I told Kill for breaks that I wasn't sure if we should continue the stream. So I was feeling really, really...
You were scared, but upon every time I asked, until the last time, every time I asked, you were like, no, it's fine. We can do this. And I'm like, okay.
Like, why is this happening? It shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why this happened to this day.
We'll rectify that one day. Okay, so speaking of that, our channel has consistently... if there's one thing we've been good at, it's technical difficulties. We just have to, we have to acknowledge that. I don't know why we're so prone to it. I think it's because I try too much at times, and everything that I have set up in like OBS, it takes fucking forever. Like, if something goes wrong or something is misplaced, it takes forever to get it back. All of the overlays, like even the duty list, has to be like, they have to be updated in Photoshop. And I have to remember to update them. And so that is like the most common error or mistake we have, which thankfully I don't need to trigger the error screen for that. But I thought, since we're looking back on old stuff, I thought we could look back at some of our error screens, because we have a lot of them. We've had a lot of them. And you know that you've had a lot of technical difficulties when you put time and effort into your error screens, which are meant to appear when something goes wrong. You don't really want them to show up. But my philosophy has always been for this is that if something goes wrong, at least give them something to look at. At least give them something. So our first one didn't exactly give them that. This was our first ever error screen.
Which is just a classic TV one.
It is, with the Free Company logo in the middle. It's not much. Then let's see. Okay. Hold on. Yeah, here's the second one.
I don't remember this one.
No, this one was not there for very long. And as you can see, this was before your time. You might have been watching, but we didn't use it as much back then. Ironically, like we had more technical difficulties then, but it took me so much time to switch to the technical difficulty screen that I just didn't do it. it was more work doing that. Now this one is, this one too. This one would appear sometimes. I think that's an upgrade. It's not upgraded. It's just the same thing with Kupo. This one is probably, we had this one the longest.
I remember that during the Cry of Fear playthrough.
Yeah. this one we had for a very long time. It's made in like the same sort of design that we had on the podcast for the longest time. We still kind of do the frames and everything is from that era. And then there's this one, which was the last one before we went over to like video. Now it's just video, a video thing. Those are, I think those, I'm gonna check if there's, I know there's no one else, is there? No, that's the last one. But yeah, that's that. Let's see if I can switch this back. I almost pressed the error screen there. Error screens, guys, that's what we're known for. Technical difficulties. Thank you to everyone who's watching this, by the way, because I mean, most people would have turned off after the first error screen. Let's think back, guys. What's your favorite moments from Speakers of Heidelin, ever? Is there anything you remember that you that's your absolute favorite moment in this podcast? I can start.
Oh, yeah.
So, or no, Myla, start. I want to hear what your thing is.
Well, Lucille, I've even gone to the effort of getting the clip of it. So.
Oh no! Oh no!
What are you talking about?
I think this. You don't need to say what this is. You just need to see what this
press
is.
Press the button.
So I'll pop you. How do you want it? Is a DM on Discord?
Yeah, you do that. Send it there.
Oh, okay.
The greatest moment ever. Also, I quite like that 24-hour stream idea with the three new characters in each nation. And then you try and, like, link together and continue it. But I don't think you could finish the whole story in 24 hours.
Oh, no. There's no way. At least not when we're born. Wait, what do you mean? Link what?
So, Flashy64 in chat said it. So you make three new characters, one in Gridania, one in Limsa, one in Uldar.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go through their stories until you get, you know, they all converge on one point, don't they?
That would have been interesting.
Quite a nice idea, isn't it?
Huh, I like that. Yeah, someone's pointing out jump potions, I guess. I know. Okay, so it's this one.
Yes.
Do we want to say, because this one, we're going to look at a compilation later.
And is it
this
included
one,
in there?
In its full, in its entirety.
Oh, that is the entirety of it, yeah.
I think we should just describe it. And then,
It's Orange at his finest. It's all to do with you, Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when you thought no one could see you?
That's classic.
I was about to say after you were finished that I do not know the best one, but I know the worst one.
Is that it?
And I think that's the same. That is the.
So that is
only moment that I feel really, really cringe when I look at it.
Let's explain it. We were listening to the Stormblood track. What's it called? Is it just
Revelations?
Called? Revelations. Yeah. Answer. It was. No.
I didn't say anything.
Revelation was teased during the fan fest, and yes. We were listening to that clip while that was happening. Just so you get some back, so there's some backstage stuff. During the podcast, everyone who all the hosts get access to, like, I screen share the OBS screen so they can see everything that's on screen. Unfortunately, I think it was the YouTube video with the song. Was on over like the screen for Orange, so to him, I guess he thought, okay, this is what they're seeing. They're seeing this YouTube window, which is partially covering my frame.
Because you always say that what we watch on the Skype sharing thing is what it is streamed to the people.
Yeah.
So I thought Lukil is not lying to me, Lukil. Is showing that is being shown to the people. I thought it was weird because you wouldn't allow that media player being shown to the public. But
yeah.
I trusted you.
So Orange started to make...
I trusted you.
You trusted me. It was my fault, of course.
Of course.
And then Orange started making weird faces behind this window and... when that window is not there, I don't think the effect you were looking for came through. It was more of it's funny because I'm not even looking at you for most of that sequence because I'm not even paying attention. I'm looking at the YouTube video, but then at the very end, I notice that you're making this weird face and you're just like sliding to the end, and I'm like, the fuck are you doing? Originally, our microphones were hot, so I was actually talking to you on stream. I think in the podcast itself, I've just added the voice track, music track over.
I heard you say Orange.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? What are you doing? What? And you told me to shut up.
Yeah. we have that on video. We're gonna look at a compilation later, so in that compilation you will see that exact video, so look forward to that. You will know when it's on there. You will see, because I've added the full thing. It's just there in it's all its glory. So look forward to that. My favorite moment is a very weird, it's a very old one, but it's like, to me, it was the moment when I realized that I might need to look for another host. That was, I was with Vero, that was Vero and Lonigan in that era. And I asked the question, someone asked.
I know the one.
Someone asked, either in chat or wherever, what's the best crafting class to earn gear?
That is awesome.
And and I say, okay, yeah, I think I answered first. And then I said, Vero, what would you recommend? And she's like, well, I would say minor. And just the look on Lonigan and my what? How do you say that, Mela?
Lonigan's face. Yeah.
Had just this blank expression of like, this isn't happening. Did she really say that in a Final Fantasy 14 podcast? She did, bless her. But yeah, I think she misunderstood the question. Maybe. But yeah, that was great. That was a great moment. Yeah. Orange.
Now I remember when you said you were going to do that something for April's Fool's Day. I gave you the idea of doing something about World of Warcraft, since everyone, that was when I was getting a lot of hate by my World of Warcraft comments.
Yes.
So you accepted my request, and I was like, yeah, look, he's going to do something about World of Warcraft. That is cool. But it turned out to be really cool. I mean, I didn't expect that to be like that good, in my opinion.
I agree. Should we look at it?
Yeah, please. I think that's actually my favorite episode I've ever been a part of.
If I had to say something bad about it, would be that I would have chosen my words better, because what it said was bad.
We went for the shock value here, though. It was more like what you said wasn't really relevant. But here you go, guys. This is what you would see if you tuned into the podcast on April 1st, 2016.
Life or dark.
Bam, 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 bam. To speak as a bam,
look at the quality.
Episode 69, your favorite World of Warcraft community podcast. I'm Orange Caramel, and I'm joined, as usual, by Luke Weston and Milo Banadar. Well, you know, guys, for now, this is going to be a World of Warcraft podcast, so I hope you guys enjoy the best MMO out there.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it is me. Welcome to Speakers of Heidelin. This is episode 12 on April the 11th, 2015. As I said, I am Lukeel Brave. Let's talk about the patch.
And then I think it just started the regular podcast. And we didn't acknowledge that this had happened when the episode started for real.
Yeah. Do you know something interesting, Orange?
What?
Although I wasn't here for it, apparently during episode 69, people were thinking you should have been on it because you'd mentioned
that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
People were mentioning that April Fool's, thinking, oh, finally, Orange is going to come back.
Yeah.
But it never clicked with any of us.
Yeah. So people actually expected that. That was, yeah, I didn't expect that. I thought it was too far, like it's been
miles
too long.
Away.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not that excited for episode 69. It's just you guys that are...
Come on, episode 69.
It's about other stuff.
Wow.
And related to the game. I'm a very pure person.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I just complain about games, not about other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Besides from that, I'm a very cool guy.
So.
Okay, do we want to... so we have some stuff we have to get through. Do we talk? Okay, let's. Is there anything else that we remember that's good or funny about the podcast that we've done?
I would say the Gillionaire technical difficulties
all the time.
Who wants
we'll to get it working one day?
Yeah, I'm working on it to get it to work better.
You had a lot in a row.
Yeah.
That day.
Yeah, the best one was when it highlighted the wrong answer. It was like, the answer is no, it's not.
What if I got the one you selected right?
Yeah.
That
would have been awesome.
There's also another thing that happened in that episode, and it's in the same answer card where it gave the wrong answer. The question is wrong. The question was, which one, what are the names of the three great continents? And it's not the correct continents, because the three great continents are, what are the three great continents? There's Othard,
Ilsebod,
and Aldenard. Yeah. Instead, the answers were Aldenard, Vilbrand.
Oh yeah,
and I can't remember the last one. The third one was something else. I guess I think that was Othard. I ignored Ilsebard and said put Vilbrand as a continent. So yeah. that's a thing.
I also liked Wipefest 2016.
Oh yeah, we did
with
that
Lonergan,
too.
Yeah. When you made a new creator and ugh.
That's a video that I really liked. We did a that used to be a tradition. Sadly, there's no Wipefest this year. There was a Wipefest 2015 with me and Vero. There was a Wipefest 2016 with Orange, me, and Lonigan. That one we did. I think we did Alexander.
Yeah, you did Creator. A 9, 10, 11, and 12. Normal.
Did no, 8, 11.
You did them all.
Did we Creator?
Yeah.
I think we did Meetups.
You did all of Creator because Lonergan had just come back for a bit.
Oh.
And you were like showing him Creator. I can remember because there was the man who did the traps only
in
A10.
That's Meetups.
A10.
No, that's Creator.
Is that Creator?
No, No. We did A10. I ain't remember that.
Can't even remember.
A9, 10, 11, and 12.
You did them all. No.
You did them all.
No.
I watched it. It's on YouTube. Go and watch it.
I baked a cake.
That's A9. I'm pretty sure about that.
You went in and did A9. You were like, this is fine. You did A10, and that person was triggering all the traps, and Lucille let them die.
Yeah.
And then A11, you wiped on everything, every single mechanic, because that guy just kept putting everything on you.
Yeah, yeah.
A12.
Yeah, someone's pointing out the Palace of the Dead one. Yeah, that's the one where Orange died, almost.
Ooh. Yeah, poor interesting people.
We did that where we read the crappy Google Translated patch notes.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah.
I don't think people liked that very much.
I don't think people liked it, at least not when watching live. I think it was because we didn't acknowledge it. We did a bad job at acknowledging. The idea was that we weren't supposed to laugh at all. Like, we were supposed to be serious and just read crappy.
It was difficult.
But we just broke immediately, especially at Limosa Lominsa, and that's funny. That's funny. I have to laugh. The Eurovision stream deserves a mention. The Eurovision thing is strange because we did two episodes, I think, of Eurovision, or was it? Yeah, I think it was two or three episodes. That's how the post show started. With Eurovision.
I would have loved to be in those.
Or we just looked at old Eurovision entries. That's that. Let's talk about, this is a little bit out of Orange's hands, but we have to discuss it. We were expecting Yas to be here, so we were supposed to talk about the future of the show and the channel. Mm-hmm. So we're entering 2018. The show is going to go on a very quick hiatus. We haven't decided how quick we're going to be off or how long we're going to be off. It's not going to be long. I'm guessing we'll be back by the 6th. The last episode is next week. That's when we're going to... Yeah. We have to cover the live letter. Mm-hmm. There's a live letter on Friday. After that, it'll be a quick hiatus, so you'll have to live without us for a couple of weeks. Then we'll be back on the 6th. With that, we're the channel on YouTube, you'll see probably see Chronicles of a Realm. I know I keep saying that. I've been talking about Chronicles of a Realm since fucking, I mean, before Orange left, I talked about Chronicles of a Realm. I'm thinking 2018 is going to be the year of Chronicles of a Realm. And there's also some other stuff. I know that Maella wants to make something, so we'll see if maybe that'll be the year for that. Maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
If not,
if you manage to not record only the audio.
You are.
What?
What?
What did you say, Orange?
The time where Maella wanted to upload something and he just recorded the audio.
Oh, Final Fantasy X. Let's not talk about that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
Where's the?
let's not talk about that. So next year, what if it's not going to be the beginner's guide thing, which I'd like to do, but that did become a Patreon goal at the same time.
What?
So I'm going to probably get an idea for it though. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to move out within the next month or so.
Okay.
So I'll be able to actually work on stuff properly.
Nice.
But maybe I'll do a Let's Play 15 maybe on PC. Would anyone watch it?
Yeah.
Would anyone watch
it? I'm
sure
they would.
Probably not.
Especially the PC version, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. If you want to watch that, let me know.
Yeah, you'll see an increase in speakers' place on both Twitch and YouTube, hopefully. With that, I see someone talking about the Final Fantasy 12 Soda Gate. Yeah,
I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it, Jackald. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
The Final Fantasy 12 playthrough, yes, is returning. It was just put on ice for a bit. It's going to probably return. Maybe it'll return. Well, during the hiatus, because we do have a backlog,
Christmas,
I think.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Fear not, guys.
Other than that, the podcast is scheduled to run as long as it can. So don't worry about that. We'll still be here every week after Christmas. So I hope you'll stick around with us.
Are we gonna count this as a new season? Can we do that? Because like seasons.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Because we haven't changed. We're technically still on season 3.
Yeah, we need a season 4, guys.
So I think, next year that's officially season 4. So look forward to that. I think we could look at the montage now. I made a quick montage.
I forgot something, and I think you probably did too.
What?
When we covered the first FanFest event.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And we got an amount of viewers that we did not expect.
Yeah.
I remember we were covering it, and when I looked at the Twitch viewers, we had like about 1,000, probably.
Yeah.
So
that was sick. That was pretty. That is probably the most viewers we've had ever.
Yeah.
We became, at that point, we were like, I think we were the only source where you could, because we weren't showing the stream, because a lot of people did that. Some people tried to just restream the stream.
But that wasn't in the...
It wasn't allowed. You couldn't do that. So we couldn't do it. So we didn't show anything on screen. It was just us, I think, wasn't it? I think that's how it was. It's been so long, I can't even remember. But we had like...
We covered a few of them.
Yeah.
One with Lonigan?
Yeah.
That was the Christmas one, I think.
Yes.
Was that at the end of PS3 support?
The one after that was when we got that amount of viewers, and the final one was when another person covered that, like just streamed the video.
Yes, right.
And I think it was that way.
Yeah, that was also when we had that amount of viewers was when the PS3 support was announced. And I slapped my ass on air. Mm-hmm. I slapped my ass in joy that the PS3 was dropped. That is such a sad reaction to that.
Unexpected reaction. Let's go like that.
It's still one of our most disliked videos. Just want to point that out. Because the salt from PS3 players was insane at the time. But yeah. Yeah, PS3 players, they bless them. I don't know why they were so... Well, I guess they lost access to the game. I guess that's worth being salty about. As you can see, we're not a podcast... We don't take ourselves too seriously. I think is the key thing here.
If we do that, it will be a...
Guess that's that about... We're nearing the end here. We still have to get through the minimum eye level thing. And then we have to read some mog mail, because I'm not sure if we have received any mog mail. I haven't checked. But if we have, we will read that as well. If you have any... if you want to tell us, talk... If yeah, you know how it works. Mogmail! speakers6fe.com/mogmail. This is your last warning. This is... I don't know how to speak. Okay, so we did minimum eye level. And Orange, you have to sit through this as well. We did minimum eye level.
it's a good dungeon, Orange, don't worry.
Yeah, it's your favorite dungeon. The Lost City of Amdapur, hard.
Well, you must have had a lot of fun there.
Yeah, it was interesting. It wasn't... Actually, it went... We didn't actually die. And I'm not saying this for the meme's sake. We didn't actually die in this episode. We actually... We went to a point where we were like, we wanted to kill each other.
Yeah,
I don't believe that.
It's true. Oh, by the way...
We stayed away from the party.
Mod mail. Yeah. What?
Yeah, please send us stuff, guys. It's... Yeah. Otherwise we get lonely.
Yeah. So we did that with the crew. So let's just look at that first, and then we'll come back and we'll read some mog mail. Yeah,
amazing.
Well, that was our minimum eye level run. God, that's our minimum eye level run of The Lost City of Amdapur Hard. That will be out on YouTube tomorrow.
Do we need to draw one?
Oh, you're right. You're right. We actually have
for
to.
Tomorrow. Hopefully,
tomorrow. Yeah. If yeah.
Up for it. If not, we'll probably have
with,
to push
if
it
jazz
back.
Is okay.
Guys,
jazz.
Arumbale.
This might be it. I mean,
if it's Arumbale, Orange, you can join in as well.
No, I won't. Thank you.
I'll buy you a new graphics card.
It's going to be Arumbale. I can call it.
It's not Arumbale, and it's not Arumbale. It's not Arumbale.
The
please
die has
no.
been cast.
Rick.
Oh god, please no, please no.
Oh god, I was afraid. Wait, are you fucking...
Have fun, guys.
No.
We're going back.
Dude, this is a trend. This is a scary
I
trend.
I know.
Because this happened
Hawk
to Hawk
Manor.
Manor, too. When we did Hawk Manor, we got Hawk Manor hard the next week.
I'm surprised we didn't get Khan. That always happens, yeah, that's weird. Oh, well.
Well, Lost City of Amdapur hype.
Oh, I'm feeling a bit ill.
Dude, we do. We get to do the Diablo's doors, though. We talked about
you
that.
You can do them.
I can do them.
I still don't know how they work.
You just have to like link the same... They have like different symbols, and they both connect to each other, and you should use them.
Yeah.
They're not that difficult, but they look really hard.
Holy shit. We have received some mog mail, guys.
Wait!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 letters have slipped into our... mail slot. Let's see if we can. I mean, I haven't screened them. I have to screen them, so we don't know if there's actually 5. So it might just be spam. okay, so that's minimum eye level. We're done with that. So now let's do mog. We will have an intro for mog mail and stuff. I'll
fix
that.
Yeah, it'll be like a little Moogle.
Season 4. Look forward to it. So first letter. Speaking of spam. Do we have moderators on YouTube right now that can ban?
They don't seem to appear in the live chat.
How
much house can I afford?
Yeah, I'm thinking about
quite
the username.
Quite a lot of house.
The username is a little bit off here.
Yeah, don't go onto that website.
So that's how
unless
they circumvent. That's how they're circumventing the spam filter. Now their username is literally.
Hopefully, it's a question sent to the mock mail.
What if this is just a Final Fantasy 14 player who's just asking how much a house is? This is just... thinking about buying a house on our
server.
Poor guy.
It's about 5 million for a cottage.
Yeah.
20 million for... Or 16 million for a house and 50 million for a mansion.
So there you
dating
go.
Dating for sex go-to. So.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, let's read some mock mail. We've got one from this we know who this is, a rare beast. You're in here. I know you. From the Balmung.
Good server.
Seeing as it's the introduction of the Mog Mail and the 3-year anniversary, looking back on 3 years of Speakers of Heidlen, what would you tell Lukeel from the start? What advice would you give yourself? Warnings, tips, secrets about future hosts. Okay. What would I tell Lukiel from the start? Relax. You don't have to have 20 different overlays. Like, you don't need all that stuff. Don't start a game show before you tested it. I think those are the two most important things. Also, schedule. Like, try to schedule. Because at the beginning, we still kind of don't. We're trying. We've opened a Trello board. We've started. Those are the baby steps. We've opened it, but we're not using it yet. But it's there. Any warnings? Careful what you say. The internet never forgets. which we've learned the hard way. Any tips? Don't worry about how many viewers you've got, I think, is like a legit tip. Like, and that goes for anyone who's starting a podcast. You're going to have like zero or one viewer to begin with. That's just a given. There are a lot of people on the internet and there are a lot of shows. So I think you just have to stay consistent. That's my main tips to myself. Because in the beginning we were a bi-weekly podcast, and then we barely made episodes for a while. That's why we're only episode 72 today, 3 years later. So yeah, mm-hmm. Consistency. Secrets about future hosts. Do we want to do that? Secrets about future hosts? What's that mean? Is that like, oh, about the future host, I guess. Yeah. Too soon to say. I don't think we want to. We've already sort of given a hint, because the hint is that this person is known to the podcast.
Isn't that right? Mm. Orange caramel.
Isn't that right? No, let me just... Conspiracy theories now. It's not orange. Any tips? Don't sell your house in the mist when your god comes out. this is from Winwolves from Leviathan Mateus / Mateus. If there was one thing you'd like to add to the podcast most in the future, what would it be? This is for all hosts. From the start point, hosts you hadn't met yet. Oh, any secrets? Oh, right. Any secrets about them? Any secrets about, like, that I would warn my past self about? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty... I don't think there's anything wrong with you.
Wow.
You're all right. Nothing. I wouldn't say any. No, there's nothing. I'm pretty content with the people we've had on here. Anyways, let's go back to Winwolves from Leviathan and Mateus. If there was one thing you'd like to add to the podcast most in the future, what would it be? Anyone wanna answer that, Mela?
A law section.
Yeah, you've been talking about that for a while.
I like discussing and making theories about what could happen. But then I also worry about people who have maybe read something I haven't read splurging about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like the most difficult thing about being a Final Fantasy
You're
14.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's that thing. Or the actually comments.
Haven't you read the quest text for the side quest in Curse of Central Highlands?
Yeah, yeah.
I would have wanted sound alerts.
What?
For the hosts. Like... how do I say this? Like, if you're talking about something and I disagree with you, like, I make a sound visible to, I mean, you can all hear that sound. May I say that it kind of works like a radio?
Right, I see what you mean.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
Like, in the show notes, you say if you have something to discuss, raise a finger or something, like to try and interject.
Yeah.
He means press the button so that he has a point to add.
Oh, like, so like a buzzer every time Orange is like, one
yeah.
says something.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that would have been interesting to have a segment like that. Yeah, that would be cool. Like a debate, but a very aggressive one. I guess. I don't know what I would like to add. There's the artwork of Eorzea thing that we started with, which I'd kind of want to reboot. The reason, I think we stopped it like just a couple of weeks after we've started with it. So if you didn't know, early on, in, or like, it's not early on, like, how long is it? Like 6 months ago, we started, we wanted to have a new segment where we looked at artwork from the community. And that we would look at it and talk about it, maybe. We didn't quite know. That was the main reason why we stopped, because we didn't quite know how to format it. But we did already start accepting submissions for that segment. So we still have some artwork. Some of it has been put up on the website, but we still have I still have a backlog of some artwork that I didn't even put up because everything stopped. But yeah, screenshots of the week would be nice, I guess. Something like that. Yeah, yeah. I'm down for that.
We have a screenshot channel on our Discord. So.
We do. We do. So there's that. We're working on stuff. Just know that. There is stuff being added very soon, probably with season 4. Miles Stark Wright from Solera says, "I just want to know, just want you to know that I'm still giggling randomly at the fess. My coworkers are probably very confused about what I find so funny. So thanks for that." Yeah, you're welcome. That's I laughed a lot too because when I did that video, I was like, every time I said the fess, it was butt crack in my head. Butt crack, butt crack, butt crack. I heard that all the time. So yeah, I'm sorry about that. From Sen from Cerberus, "Hello, I had an idea for you." Hold on. Essentially, it would be similar to your Fall and Rise of Final Fantasy XIV series. However, it would be comparing the state of the game from A Realm Reborn to Heavensward and then Stormblood. Between A Realm Reborn and Stormblood, there have been various significant changes, and it would be interesting to have a similar series documenting them and your own opinions. Really love watching the shows. Thanks, Sen." Thank you for your message, Sen. And yes, that is something that is being planned. It's not going to be called Fallen Rise, though. We want to put that away forever. Not forever. Well, forever. Because it's done. So it's going to be called something else.
The Rise and Rise.
The Rise and Rise of Final Fantasy XIV. Yeah, so that is definitely coming down the line. So look forward to that. Not just I'm very good at making promises, by the way. So, but this is definitely happening. Okay, this is from your name, Zorlan Nokwana from Genova. "Hi, Orange. It's great to see you. Aww. I missed you. I just want to say how much I appreciate all the work you guys do. You are my favorite podcast, mostly because you guys are really funny. I can get news anywhere, but it's so entertaining to watch you guys. Thanks for being awesome." Thank you.
Thank you for the message.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't expect that they would start with, "Hey, Orange."
I was like, oh no, not this again. iTunes reviews again. Thank you for the compliment.
Yeah, thank you for sending in. This is from Kurt Hectic from Brynhildr. "Congratulations for 3 years of Speakers of Heidlen. It's nice to watch the podcast every Saturday and laugh a little. Continue the excellent work. Question, how is your FC and the requirements to join? See ya, and may you ever walk in the light of the crystal." Thank you, Kurt. I just want to say one thing, because that's the weirdest thing about becoming, about having grown to, we're not big, I'm not saying that we're a big podcast, but we've sort of reached a level where we're part of people's routine. That is scary to me. That is scary that people would, like, "Oh, it's Saturday, it's time to watch Speakers of Heidlen." It's like, oh, that's so much responsibility. But yeah, thank you for that. So the FC, so we've had a discussion about this several times, because there are people that wants to join our free company. I just first of all want to say our free company isn't very active, like in the sense that you might think. I'm AFK, like 90% of my online time is AFK because I do other things. I've seen so many tells from people, like when I've been standing still for like a day, and I feel so bad because I don't answer them, because I'm just standing there for like 12 hours And a lot of people ask about joining the free company. We have sort of a policy not to allow alts, because a lot of people have alts on Ragnarok and they kind of want to kind of join your free company.
Did you have one?
I had one, but I don't have anyone on the free company now. I removed all of my old alts. But yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. You could. I mean, we're. What is our official policy? I don't know if we want. The thing is that if we allow viewers in our free company, it might be like, because you might expect us to be cool and hip and very active, but the thing is that we're not, because I'm mostly doing work for Remnants of a Realm or Secrets of a Realm, and I'm busy like recording and I can't really do anything with anyone. And whenever I do stuff, I usually just do it with like Myla in secret, like, and we're doing this and then we're doing that, and then so I don't disappoint you is why I don't usually accept viewers in the free company. But hey, you can always ask, I guess. We might you might, you know, get something working there. This is from Not Rollo from Solera.
So Not Rollo, okay.
So this is Not Rollo. Shade Walker for you. So that's thank you for that. Thank you for that. Okay, that was all, I think, unless I skipped someone. Okay, thank you guys for sending in messages. We are over time. We are 4 minutes over our scheduled broadcast time. So we'll be leaving the podcast. We will enter the post show. Will Orange, will you join the post show?
Go on.
I mean, can I?
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Of course you can.
Of course you can. Okay, Orange is joining the post show, and we're going to look at Eurovision in your honor. So that's going to be great. Yeah, you finally get your Eurovision episode.
No complaints here.
Once again, thank you to everyone for sending in Mogmail. Remember, if you're watching this on recording, you can send Mogmail whenever you want. All week, we will gather them up and then read them on the following Saturday. Remember, the cutoff point is Friday at midnight GMT. Oh god, what is that in four? I think that's 4 p.m. PST. I might be wrong, but hey, I try. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. If you're watching live, remember post show coming up. Follow us on Twitter at SpeakersXIV and Facebook.com/SpeakersXIV, Twitch.tv/SpeakersOfHeidelin, and YouTube.com/SpeakersXIV. See you then, Aorcians, and may you ever walk in the light of the crystal. Bye.
Bye.